Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Public Library is contemplating a new central location at the Intercity Shopping Center, a move that would open the door to the closure or downsizing of other branches. The library has already held early discussions with Intercity management over the possibility of leasing the large anchor space vacated by Lowe's, said CEO Richard Tugman in an interview. Library leaders see the idea as a way to modernize library spaces, allowing for potential new features like children's play areas, a large event space, Indigenous Knowledge Center, a coffee shop, and/or a gaming room, without racking up large upfront costs for a new build. The library's board has tentatively selected the central branch model in a draft, master facilities plan, it's been developing for over a year. However, Tugman said the plan won't be set in stone until it undergoes public consultation over the coming weeks. That's where we're leaning right now and what we're proposing, he said of the central intercity branch concept. We've done a lot of research and think this is a good and viable way forward. But if there's a clear sense from the community that they want to maintain the status quo, they want to maintain the current infrastructure, it's something we're open to. Ultimately, Tugman added, the decision will rest in the hands of City Council. While the library is an independent entity with its own board, it relies on the city for well over 90% of its funding, meaning it needs to get council on board with any significant capital plans. Tugman called the upcoming public consultations a once-in-a-generation chance for us to reimagine the library system. Residents can learn more about the facilities plan, and provide feedback, at a series of 4 in-person consultations beginning May 18. A full schedule is available online. A survey is also available now through June 5 at the library's website and all of its branches. The survey asks residents questions like, how important is a central branch? How much extra would you be willing to pay on your taxes to fund a new central library? How strongly do you feel that we need to maintain the current 4 neighborhood branches? The library says it has already consulted with community organizations, city management, elected officials, and library staff. The draft plan contemplates at least 3 scenarios, all revolving around a new central branch, with anywhere from 2 to 4 additional neighborhood branches. The plan could put both the Brody and County Fair branches on the chopping block. The first scenario would add a central intercity branch while maintaining all 4 current branches, but downsizing to the upper floor only at Waverly and Brody libraries, and renting remaining space to community groups. According to rough preliminary estimates, that scenario would increase library costs by around 17% a year. Having a strong presence in all of our major neighborhoods is an ideal state for the library, said Tugman. Now, we know that comes with a certain price tag, and the city's in tough financial straits. So if it's a priority for the city, we have the option laid out and costed. If the city feels like it wants a more modest library service, then we've costed those options as well, where there's a central library and 3 neighborhood branches, or even only 2 neighborhood branches. The second scenario would add the central branch and close Brody, leaving 4 branches in total. That scenario would increase library system costs by close to 7%, the library estimates. The third scenario would add a central branch, and close both the Brody and County Fair locations. That option would decrease library costs by an estimated 2%. The plan comes as the library faces millions in maintenance bills at its aging downtown branches. Library leaders have pointed to millions in funding the city promised, but never delivered, as the cause. Tugman has also expressed dissatisfaction with the library's lease at the County Fair Mall, saying the shopping center's owners have neglected the space. By contrast, Tugman says the Intercity Mall has a lot working in its favor. Moving to a place like Intercity makes it really accessible. We know the mall has great public transit access, lots of free parking. It puts it in equal reach to most of our community. Being in places that are already well utilized, jumping on the population dynamics that exist in the Intercity area, seniors walking in the mall, families shopping for their kids, teens hanging out, Adding a main central library branch to that location makes it an amazing destination for people of all ages. The approach would also avoid the need for a large upfront capital investment to build new, something council might not be keen to support. Several city councillors have made no secret of their desire to see the library cut branches. A recent report by city administration, however, found Thunder Bay has significantly fewer library branches and less library space per capita than the Ontario average. The report also suggested local residents pay more than average for library services. The library is expected to present the facilities plan to City Council on June 26.